Brother Freedom just walked through the door, and he and I want to welcome you to the Holy Ghost Calling webpage. Thank you for being such wonderful, faithful listeners, and I know you're not going to be disappointed because the Holy Spirit is the one that orchestrates all of this, not us. We really just show up, and the Lord honors it. We don't deserve it, but we just sure thank God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Lord, we just want to thank you, and we want to praise you. We're not worthy to even be here. You're the worthy one. You're the glorious one. You're the marvelous one. And Lord, you just surprise us all the time with wonderful revelations. And Lord, just help us to be better for you. We love you. And touch the listeners out there. Thank you for anointing Brother Freedom in a wonderful way. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, we just want to say, to God be all glory, to God be all praise. We just thank you and we appreciate you so very much. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for all the many things that you do that we so don't tell you thank you, and I want to say thank you right now for everything you do, all these wonderful things you do, and the plans you have for us. And we pray for those who don't pray that way to you. We want to touch them in such a way that they will learn to thank you and to praise you for all your goodness. Father, we thank you for what you've done. We just praise you for your Son, Jesus. And Jesus, we thank you that you was willing to come and spend your life upon this earth for a period of time. You became that sacrifice, that special gift from heaven. Father, we thank you too that Jesus, you said it was needful that you went away. It was needful that you went away, that you would send, the Father would send out the Comforter, which is the Spirit of God. And we thank you for that Comforter, that the Spirit of God that's alive and real. We pray that you'll bless your people this day in a mighty way. Anoint them, strengthen them, uphold them, deliver them, set them free, and move in a mighty way. We thank you in Jesus' name, amen. The Lord's put so much in my heart, I don't really know where to start at, but the Bible says plainly that our life is like a vapor. We're just here and then we're gone. I'd like to take that, the vapor, to trails of these jetliners. You see them in the sky, they leave that trail. You know, we need something to make our life very special. For every day that we live here is just gigantic. Every day we're supposed to be so full of God that we touch people. We move upon in a mighty way. And everything we do, we know it's from heaven. It's for a reason. We're to let our light so shine in his last hours that we might be the praise of our Lord Jesus Christ, the power of God, determined to live a righteous life in a very special way. You know, while we have breath, we really need to realize that every breath we have is a gift from God. God gifts us with a special, unction for the Spirit of God. And He is this period of time that we cause from birth to the time of our death. That period of time is a time that we're to rise and shine for the Lord. We don't know that period of time. We don't know when it starts to where it's going to finish. But we know that this period will end on all people. Like you were showing me last night, everything upon earth has a lifetime. The grass, the fish, the birds, everything has a lifetime of what it can live. There's a time when it dies, decays. It comes back to its original source of the elements. While we're here, we should live the expectancy that we wasn't here just in the midst of it, but we're here because God in heaven made sure that we're here for this day. What a privilege to live for God. You know, there's things really never happened in my life for, close to 30 years. I mean, I was a Christian, but I really did a lot of praying in those days. I did a lot of soul searching. I did a lot of seeking God. But about 40 years ago, 35 years ago, God really came to my life. And every day there for many years, and still is a good day with the Lord. It's gigantic. And I can tell you things that took place that only the Lord could cause. And I know it's wonderful. I know there was a period of time there, every day that I got up, something happened. We should have that expectancy that every day of our life, that God has us there for a reason. We're to let our light shine. If nothing's happening, that's great. Just let your light shine. Just let it shine for Jesus. Don't be out here as the Sadducees and the And the Pharisees going out here tooting their own horn and doing great alms, living such a life that just flows. You just see the love of God. You see the fruit of God's handiworks in the hearts of people. You see that love. You see that compassion they have on the lowly. You see the concern they feel when someone's going through a troubles. And they care. And that's what it's really all about. That we be caring people. That what our someone else's problem is our problem. We wish to share it. Like I had a prayer request this morning. And there was about another brother that had a man that had some sort of a heart attack this morning. We prayed for him. Hopefully that God's touching. And I got another prayer request about a lady that's got a nephew that how he's got cancer. And there's all these things that happen, but it's that we're the ones that's supposed to take up. We're supposed to be at that door. Just can't still because we want to go on a mission for God. And most of us are lazy. We're lazy. We're just disgusted. We don't do nothing. We sit in our own little parlors and we just once in a while we talk to someone. Our brother says, "Well, you know, this don't do look too good." We're always judgmental and very complacent about some things and other things we're not, and very discourteous at times. We're just very not caring. We always got a something to say about something. It put it in its place. Instead of uplifting, upholding. And God wants us to be a vessel of praise of us, vessel of honor. You know, I think this is the hour the Holy Spirit of God wants to be live and real. You know, I heard on a program this morning, I don't know why I looked at it, but it was two known Christian people, and the man was, he presented himself as being quite an authority on prayer and all these things that some people think they're so high in. But you know, in all of what he said, he didn't say not one word about the Holy Ghost. You know, folks, that's where you get your power. If you're ashamed the Holy Ghost, well, you're not going to have any power. You're going to be dead. The Bible says we'll be alive unto God, dead unto sin. And I'll guarantee you, everything that Brother Freedom has seen, and every time that God moved, is by the Holy Ghost. God, the glory move. It doesn't come by sitting down and comparing notes with your brother and sister. See who's the shiniest? No, it comes by God's Spirit resting on you. Have that assurance that when you speak it, it's going to come into being. See, when we're living that right now, we need a lot of people that they see the bad things and they jump for joy because that's a time for them to get involved to change what they see as bad. Everybody starts saying, "Oh, you know, what do you think of that?" That's not the answer. Come into our inner closet and say, "Lord, we know these things are coming to pass as your word declares it. But we speak these things in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the Holy Ghost to be changed, eliminated, the darkness become light." And that's what we should be practicing. Instead of getting out here and practicing our competition deals and our things that we compare and all these things, we should be literally taking these out. Nobody sees it but you and the Lord. Do you see this problem? Well, don't just complain about it. Do something about it. And don't even have to tell your pastor. You don't have to tell nobody. You just take it on and do it. And things will start happening. The Lord might call you up one morning and say, "Hey, I'd like you to pray today that person's life will be saved." That's happened to me. It can happen to you. God wants us so near to Him that we do His will. We can't do His will when we're out here saying, "What's the church think about this?" It's what God thinks about the church. And we are the church of the living God. That's one thing that we should be agree on. We are the product of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. We're not, as some people think, we're the part the pastor creates. He doesn't create nothing. He brings us to a place that we can get to Jesus. And from then on, you should start growing in the Lord. Growing in where His strength is. Where's His strength? Be indoctrinated by not by man. Indoctrination comes from the living God that lives within you. That unction The Spirit of God that makes you alive. But you see these problems, you say, Father, I just claim right now, in Jesus' name, touch it. Let it be dissolved. And it starts dissolving. And you're going to get to where you have all good days and not bad days. Because the devil don't want to be around you because you spoil his work. You start praying things into existence that become reality. And you speak them into existence because you're where you should be with God. And God honors your word. This I say, the Lord, He is my refuge. He is my fortress. If you say it, and He moves behind you. But we've all been so taught by men that we come into a realm of insecure things, imperfect things, and walking in the lust of men. We need to change that and get into God's avenue. Get in the street that He has. There's a street called strength that leads you to holiness. Without holiness, no man shall see or please God. So you need to come into that street of holiness where you can do the will of God to be effective where you are, right where you live. God don't have to send you to overseas, right where you are. And you don't even have to leave your house. You can pray and see great things happen. God's supernatural. You see what happens? Pray and it'll be changed. And believe it. And you'll receive it. Act. And you'll not have just a vapor when you leave this world, but there'll be a vapor trail at least with you. Because you'll leave a sweet aroma of God's glory. When people get around you, they'll say it's been good to be around you. Oh, I feel good. You know, I every day when I go to the gym, I try to make somebody happy. I just try to feel the Spirit of God. I just pray for people. And that's how I started out about 40 years ago. Is when I drive and I pray for everybody in every car. Every car that comes by, I pray for them. There's things to do right where you are. We don't take advantage of what we have. We want a ministry. Ministry's here. The earth is falling apart. Take up your cross and follow Him daily. Walk in victory. And you don't have to worry about assignment because God's got the assignment there for you all the time. Open your eyes. But then if you start doing this, then God will start putting you on assignments. He say, I want you to go down here to the street called Straight. You know, this Saul of Tarsus is there. That's what Ananias said. Why Saul? Why? The Lord says, yet my hand's upon him. See, that's what God wants us to do. What? In such the spirit that we don't no longer fulfill the lust of flesh. We're walking in heavenly sunshine. And power that no one knows about. But God's, it's real. And we should know about it. As well, God wants us to walk in victory. You know, I can remember all the people that I prayed for. Most of them get healed. Most of the things that I pray for get touched. And you can have an assurance too that you can walk in God's splendor. Walk in His glory. And you won't have to feel denied. You walk in fullness. You walk in His faith, in Him. It's not anything in yourself, but in Him, you're powerful. And we need to start adjusting ourselves to Him. He is my shield. He is my Savior. He is my keeper. He is my healer. And I walk in Him, and these things happen to me because I'm walking in Him. I'm not doing it myself, but I'm walking in Him. He is my one. And my close one is the Holy Ghost. Who cometh see that? He is that one that God sent, the Comforter. He says, He'll tell you all things. Show you great things. You know, boy, when you show great things, nobody messes with you. You know, I walked many years as a Caterpillar mechanic, and God would tell me things ahead of time, and it would just be so. Go in this ranch. They pulled a fuel pump off this machine and they don't know it's out of time. Sure enough, it was. All these things. I know another place I went on, and the Lord said, told me to get around the Hendricks. And when I got there, these men were laughing at me and they laughed at me. But God had it for a reason. It was more for these men. Later on, probably after I left there, God showed me this, that they got touched because of where I stood for with the Lord. We have a ministry every day to walk in God. If we don't, we're going to fail God. And we sure don't want to fail God. You can walk in
as a minister with your dirty clothes on, out here, grubby looking person, man of all, because you're to be the light that shines right where you are, brilliantly shines from heaven. I remember in a school in Peoria, Illinois, how the Lord just spoke to me, let my light shine that first morning class started. And I said, Lord, this is not normal. Lord says, I'll make it where it will be normal. So all these guys were asked to give out what they wanted to say, and all of them said the opposite. They said about devilish things. So then the Lord says, well, it leaves you a great big opening now, see? Because they've said everything they want to say, now you're going to say what you want to say. So then I just started complimenting how wonderful God was. And you know what brought a change in that classroom? It brought a change in that the men that came. They would no longer sound like devils, but they started to sound like a little bit human beings. They changed in a short time. And one day later, three of them asked me to pray for them that they might get right. They was backsliders. They needed to have the pray that they'd get right with God. They all believed that it was God was touching them. It started happening that whole school, the classroom I was in. So wherever you are, you can be a witness to God in such a way that you don't have to be a... I've never in my whole life ever been and had any help. Military, everybody was atheist about for me. But I went ahead anyway. I didn't mind. I didn't mind them laughing at me. I didn't mind lying about making their jokes. I started enjoying it. Oh, have your kick, snoring. God got to get back. And he did. See, we have to learn to be strong. We have to learn to stand by the Spirit. If you're in the Lord's there, you're more than conquerors. And a thousand have come to the side, 10,000 at the right hand. Can you remember that? That's a pretty good multiplication. And God will do that for you. You don't have to be afraid. God has not given you the spirit of fear. You don't have to feel timid. You don't have to feel like you're left out. Because no man, no sir, you're where God wants you to be because you are His witness. You are created in His image. You are His child. A child bears fruit from his folks. And see, you have God within you and you can lay hands or even speak to this person. You don't have to be afraid because God is going to move with you. He's going to be in you and you don't have to be afraid no longer. This man this morning spoke about he's a great prayer meeting, prayer warrior, I guess the United States. He's in the great big, but I'll tell you what, I wouldn't change what I have. I'm just a lover of nobody. But I know where my power comes from. It comes from the power of the Holy Ghost. And I can bear witness of this with the Word. It lines up to the Word. And the Word will set us free. The Word becomes a document that God gives us that we can walk in His truth. We don't have to be, we can say, if the whole world don't receive it, it's done. It's absolute correct. And you can walk in that. You don't have to gloat, or you don't have to be a show yourself off, but you can have the assurance that God will keep it. He will give you the blessing. He will bless you in mighty ways. We have people in this last day, such Christians, and I see them, they're very flaky, but you've learned to be strong. You've learned to be assured that you can stand what it is and say, yes, after having done all, I'm going to stand. Because you have a backbone that comes from heaven. God will never leave you. He'll never forsake you. His eyes over the righteous. His ears over the cry. He was no good thing will He withhold. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk upright. You start walking upright out there in Timbuktu, in China, wherever you are, God's going to meet you in a mighty way. I don't care if you're in Singapore, you're Hong Kong. God will be by you because He sees you. He sees everything that happens. He will keep you from all harm. He'll bless you. You need to realize your help comes from the Lord. I lift my eyes to the hills. Whence comes my help? For help comes from the Lord Almighty. Father, I just pray for a mighty blessing upon this service this day. Touch your people in a mighty way. Let them know that you want to move in their hearts in a very powerful way in this last hour. And they'll have that thrill from heaven. They'll be excited about Jesus. They'll be walk in heavenly sunshine, in heavenly manner from heaven. And Father, they will not be afraid no longer, but they'll walk in your victory forevermore. We thank you for your promises. We thank you for all the things you've done. We thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. To God be all glory. To God be all praise. We pray for a mighty blessing upon your people in Jesus' wonderful name. We just pray that God will bless you wherever you are. God keep you. God bless you in a mighty way. We thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. To God be all glory. To God be all praise. Amen. And amen. And amen. And amen. And it's done. Amen. God bless you.